There's a passage of scripture in Isaiah 1. Verse 18. It says, "Come now, and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool." Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you today for your presence here. Lord, there's many of us here gathered. Each of us have needs that are in our life. And Lord, we're dealing with those needs. But Lord, this morning as we think about forgiveness, Lord, I pray that you'll touch our hearts in a very special way. And Lord, that we might understand the cross of forgiveness. We give you all the praise, for it's in Christ and we ask it. Amen. Christianity is a religion of forgiveness. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Over in the Bible, I like to look at the characters in the Bible. There's Abraham. Abraham was our father of faith and led out in that way when God called him out of Ur of the Chaldees. But Abraham did many things in his life, and he was just like you and I. He needed God's forgiveness. You know, I look at the men of great faith like Moses and Abraham and Isaac. And Lord, I look at Rahab, the harlot. Man, and yet God cleansed her and changed her life and used her in a mighty way. I think about one we studied this morning, Paul. Paul was Saul, and he was bringing murder and havoc upon the church of God, and God spoke to him on that Damascus road, and he changed his life and cleansed his life. Now, all of us need forgiveness, don't we? I love that old song, "The vilest offender who truly believes, the moment from Jesus a pardon receives." I heard about a man that was on trial, and someone asked him, says, "Well, I hear you was on trial. What was the sweetest thought or sweetest words that you heard during that trial?" And he said, "Two of them, not guilty." You know, those two words, "not guilty," are sweet words. We were guilty of the sin in our life. We needed forgiveness, and Jesus Christ paid the price on the cross. And because he paid the price, God says, "You're not guilty. You've been cleansed. You've been changed. You have a new life in Christ Jesus." Oh, there is a fountain. I come in here sometimes and I sit down at the piano and I play, and I love that old song. "There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all." It doesn't say just some of them, but it says lose all their guilty stains. "Though our sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow." Now, you're here this morning. I'm here this morning, and I just imagine there's some of us, including me, we need forgiveness. Forgiveness of things we might have said this week or things we might have done this week that cause a separation in our fellowship with God. Or, you know, sometimes we say things to our wife or we do things that brings a broken fellowship there, even in our families. And it's so good that we can be forgiven and brought back together. You see, God is a holy God and a righteous God, and he stands in opposition to all evil. And God's answer to sin was the cross of Calvary, where Jesus Christ died. God demanded a price to be paid, and he paid that price with his son. Now, he finds us in Christ not guilty. He finds us in Christ forgiven. You see, I see all through the Bible there is a need of forgiveness. And here this morning, even now as I speak, we need forgiveness, don't we? We need that forgiveness of sin. The Bible says all have sinned. We are sinners. Man has a high opinion of himself nowadays. We think we're good enough sometimes that we don't need forgiveness. Or I heard the other day someone says we need to accept people just like they are. Society today supports that kind of thinking, but it's not right with God. You see, all a man's problems can't be just said by, oh, he's sick. He lost his mind temporarily. He has a disease. You see? No, we're sinners, aren't we? The Bible calls it sinners. When we do things not pleasing to God, when we murder someone, I've never heard of so much murder going on today as people going in to kill a mass group of people in our movie theaters, in our churches, just the other day on a train. And we would say, well, that man has been mistreated in his life, and he's done things that's displeasing, all right, but we can't blame him. It's the way he was mistreated. But you know what? If you're a grouch at home, you're not suffering from depression. You see, it's something else. We say, well, he had high blood pressure, and he's just a little bit of a grouch. No, you're probably grouchy all the time. You see, you've got to learn to get God's forgiveness in your life. We call ourselves sufferers from many things, but the Bible says we are sinners. All have sinned. And the cross of Calvary, if you go over to Matthew 26, 27, and 28, Jesus Christ is going to the cross, and the cross of Calvary shows man one at its very highest. You see, Jesus Christ, God says, let us make man in my image. And Jesus is the image of God. And in Christ Jesus, he is man at his highest. That is supposed to be. Jesus Christ is our example. He's our cornerstone. He's our foundation. And man is supposed to do God's will. Yet we find ourselves not doing God's will. But Jesus Christ, he never met a person that he didn't like. He had a love for even his enemies that nailed him to the cross. He says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He had no hate against anyone. He had a perfect love. He had a perfect goodness. He had a perfect kindness. He had a perfect courage. He loved his enemies. He had unselfish motives. I hear people all the time doing things, and they're doing them for selfish reasons. See what they can get out of it. But Jesus Christ is a perfect example. He did the will of God, even though it sent him to a cross. So the cross is man at its highest. In the light of what he is, we should be like him. When Peter saw Jesus Christ in that kind of light, he said, oh, Lord, I am a sinful man. When Isaiah came and stood before the Lord holy, he said, woe is me, for I am a sinful man. Folks, we need to see that we are sinful, and we need a Savior, and we need forgiveness, and that's only found in Jesus Christ. And the cross shows us our need for forgiveness. Not only it showed man at his highest, it also, the cross showed man at its lowest. When Peter preached to thousands, you know what he preached? You crucified him. God's Son was sent to us, and we crucified him. That's true spiritually. You and I, you said, well, I wasn't there. Yes, you were. Your sins nailed him to the cross just like anyone else's sins. Even though you wasn't there that day, we were sinners and we need Christ, the Son of God. Man, we beat him. Yeah, we beat him. We beat him beyond recognition. Have you ever thought about Jesus Christ? Every time you sin, every time you lie, every time you do something displeasing to God, it's your sins that nailed him there. When the Roman soldiers were gambling for his robe, man, we were there. When the rebel rousers run by and or they come by and they spit on Christ, you and I were there. We gave him back to God on a cross. We whipped him beyond recognition. Isaiah says his image was so marred and disfigured. The beatings, the thorns, the crown, the awful weight of sin upon Jesus Christ. You and I were there. We hollered, crucify him, crucify him. Have you ever lied? We all have, haven't we? We ever bear false witness? We all have, hadn't we? Those things convicted Christ of our sins. He was nailed to the cross by his Father because he loved us so much. He said, Father, if there's any way to remove this cup from me, please. But nevertheless, your will be done. He went to the cross willingly. He toted that cross on his back willingly for our sins. He laid down his life. I love that old song. I love songs. I just like to sit out on the back porch and hum songs or sing songs or whistle tunes. One of them I really like, I Must Tell Jesus. I Must Tell Jesus. Another one I like is Sweet Hour of Prayer. Sweet Hour of Prayer. Another one I like is, Were You There When They Crucified My Lord? Were you there? And the answer to that is yes. I was there when they crucified him. My sins were there. Folks, let me tell you something. If you're here this morning, do you see your need for forgiveness? Do you see a need for forgiveness? Until you actually see a need, you'll never ask for forgiveness. Folks, we ought to be on our knees saying, Lord, it was me. I did it. And humble ourselves before Christ and say, Lord, I need forgiveness. The need for forgiveness. The cross stands there, showing man at his highest and his lowest, that we need forgiveness. And then there's the cost of forgiveness. The wages, the Bible says, that's what we earn. The wages of sin is death. You know that verse, you learned it when you were knee-high to a grasshopper. In Vacation Bible School, we learned the Romans wrote, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And the other one, the wages of sin is death. You know, but the gift of God is what? Eternal life. The gift of God is eternal life. You see, there's a cost. The wages of sin is death. Christ died on the cross. And the cross was an act of the Heavenly Father, God. And it was the most costly thing God has ever done. Why? Why? Why would he let his son die on the cruel cross like that? Preacher, you just said he was a God of love. Why would he let his own son die? He did it because he loved you. And that was the only way that you could have eternal life. The wages of sin is death. God demands that the price be paid. And you and I cannot live good enough. We cannot work good enough. We cannot go to church enough to erase that sin from our life. Only the precious blood of the Son of God can erase that sin. Only through Christ can our sins be washed white as snow. Sin cannot go unpunished. And this universe is ruled by a holy, moral, and righteous God. We think sometimes, well, they got away with it. We sinned and we didn't pay a price. But let me tell you something. Every sin has to be paid for. When we sin, it will not go unpunished. Sin had to be punished. Sin had to be pardoned. And the Lord, the Bible says, laid on Him, Jesus Christ, the sins of all of us. The just one, Jesus Christ, one who loved, one who had courage, one who didn't sin. Just one person. The just one, the one that was right, who never sinned, died for the unjust ones. That's you and I. Think about it. The cost was God's Son. Our sins must be punished. You do something wrong, you're going to pay the price. Amen? You're going to pay the price. There has to be a price paid. Oh, when we stand before God, we must give an account of our lives. He's going to say, what did you do with Christ? What did you do with my Son, Jesus Christ, who died for you? Did you laugh it off and go through your life living for yourself? That's what a lot of people do. Majority of people today are just going through the world like it'll never end. I look at the papers every day and I see somebody dying. And folks, let me tell you something. Without Christ, you will spend an eternity in a place called hell. If you're too prideful to say, Lord, I need you in my life. I cannot do it by myself. You need to come and get forgiveness. It's just that simple. Christ has already paid the price. You see? All you have to do is come. The just one for the unjust ones. Our sins, he says. And let's remember that his sufferings were more than just physical. The Bible says he was made sin who knew no sin. He was forsaken. You know, his Father could not look on him at that time. He was made sin, and he said, my God, why have you forsaken me? The weight of our sin was upon him that day. And, oh, it was an awful horror. All the sins of the world put on his shoulders that day, and yet he was willing to die for you and I. It cost God, his only Son, to forgive you. That's not cheap. You see, the need is there. We need forgiveness, and the price has been paid. God paid the price. Listen to this. We may not know, we cannot tell what pains he had to bear, but we believe it was for us he hung and suffered there. There was no other good enough to pay the price of sin. He only could unlock the gate of heaven and let us in. Folks, would you trust him this morning? No matter what you are here for, you may have come to visit us today. You may, I don't know. I don't believe it's an accident. I believe everything happens according to God's divine purpose. You're here today, and maybe you need forgiveness. God wants to forgive you. He wants you to come. He wants you to kneel and say, Lord, my sins need to be forgiven. Boy, he can forgive them just like that. Calvary shows the cost of forgiveness. And then there's the fact of forgiveness. If you look at Matthew 26, 27, and 28, 6 short hours, we see the wickedness of all of us in those chapters. The wickedness of all of mankind But from out of the darkness, out of all that horror, out of all that crucifixion, the light of the Lord shines bright. And out of the darkness that day shined the willingness to forgive in Christ Jesus. When God looked around at all the hate as he was up on the cross that day, and those revelers came by and spit at him and hollered at him, "Ha, if you be the Son of God, why don't you come down? Where are all your miracles now?" He could have come down anytime he wanted to. But what they couldn't see is his love for them. His love for you and I kept him there. Even when they ever marked that hammer as they drove those nails, don't you know it was painful? Don't you know that when I have a nerve in my neck, oh, when that thing gets hurting, it shoots a pain through your body, and man, it just makes you stop. You who have bad backs and things like that, you know the pain of a pinched nerve, the burning sensation. Man, it's a relief when it goes away. But when they nail those hands, his precious hands, to the cross with those nails, that pain wasn't going away. They made him suffer there on that cross. With every strike of the hammer, all the pains are tremendous in a crucifixion. With every blow of the whip, the pain was there. And then when he cried out, "I thirst," they gave him vinegar to mock him. There was no end to the pain. And then they pierced his side. All of these things we did to God. And yet, when he died, he said, "Father, forgive them." What a love. What a price to be paid. That's the fact of forgiveness. And Jesus Christ was God in human form, offering forgiveness to you and I. Don't you understand that? I don't see how we can sit in a society and keep silent when we know that every single day people are dying and on their way to hell. Why we can't speak of the love of God? There's no sin. There is no sin that you and I can commit that God will not forgive. If you ask him to. We was riding around the other day, and we had some junk on our hands, and I said, "Hey, our hands are dirty, but we can wash them off." Only through Christ can we wash away that blood on our hands. Someone says we beat the life out of him, but not his love. He still loves us. We nailed his hands to the cross, yet he still reaches out to us every day in love. Don't die and go into eternity lost without forgiveness. Don't die and go out into eternity unforgiven when the price has already been paid for. And God offers it freely to you and I. He says, come. It's there. If I were to lay down a dollar bill, or let's make it a little more promising, dollar's gone by quick as it. Time I got it laid down here, it wouldn't be worth nothing. Say I laid $100 down here and I said, "Hey, if you want it, it's yours." I'd have to back off pretty quick because it'd be flooded to get down here. You see little kids coming down through here? That's the way the adults would be. You'd be piling out of the pews, running. You know, I started to put $10 under the front rows, tape it under there, and said, now everybody on the front row, under your seat, if you'll reach under there, you'll find $10. I'll guarantee you the next week that rows would be full of people. Amen? I tell you what, we like things that are free, don't you? You have a sale. You might get a few people there, but you offer something free, man, they're going to take it. Whether they need it or not, they'll take it. Well, Jesus Christ offers the highest thing he can think of, the cross of Calvary. He died on it to forgive our sins, that we might not go to hell, but we might have eternal life. The wages of sin is death, separation from God forever. But the gift of God is eternal life. Let me tell you something. Sometimes people will say, well, preacher, you don't know what I've done. My life is kind of worthless. No life is worthless to God. He died for you. That's right. For you, this morning, he died. When God created the universe, you know what he did? He spoke it into existence. Let there be light, and there was light. Let there be water, and there was water. Let there be this. But when he wanted to forgive you and me, he sent his son to die. That's the price. He stretched out his arms on that cross that day for you and I. Not for himself. He didn't need forgiveness. He is the one who forgives. And the cost, praise God, all you have to do is come to him today. There's no reason this aisle shouldn't be flooded with people coming down saying, hey, I need forgiveness. I need to get right with God. I need to put God first in my life. I've had problems this week. I need to turn him over to Christ. Every single day we need forgiveness, don't we? Don't miss it. Don't miss it. He forgives sin, but only if we come to him and ask him to. If you say no, you reject that forgiveness, tomorrow, the next day, it's going to be there. It's going to be there. It's unforgiven. Man, it's always confronting us. Someone said the other day, I wish I enjoyed going to church. Well, the problem is, you're not right with God. You know? If you wish you enjoyed it, evidently you're not enjoying it, and evidently you're not right with God, or you would enjoy God. I didn't have to come to church today. No, I love going to church. I love being around God's people. I love to be right with God, because when I'm not, I'm a miserable person. And yes, I fail too. We all need forgiveness. Won't you come this morning? If you've never received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, listen, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. You know, God commended his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, he died for us. You see? Whosoever will come shall be saved. Man, Paul murdered, but yet he came to Christ and God cleansed him and changed him. God will do the same for you. Rahab the harlot, a prostitute, and yet God cleansed her and changed her life. David committed murder. David committed adultery, and yet God changed him and forgave him. Oh, God wants to forgive you. All you have to do is believe that and come to him. saying, Lord, I need that forgiveness. There's a price, there's a need, and to the fact of forgiveness in Christ Jesus. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you today for your blessings. We thank you, Lord, that we can come to you, and with all our guilt, all our sins, all our troubles, and lay them at the cross, and you say, we're forgiven. We're washed, white as snow. Lord, if there's someone here today, and I know there is, who needs forgiveness, let them come just like they are, and you'll forgive them. But they must come. They must be willing to say, I need Christ. I need that forgiveness. For it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen. Would you